Welcome to Profiles in Valor, stories of decorated men and women serving in today's military. And now from the American Veterans Center, Tim Holbert.
The mission of the American Veterans Center is to preserve and promote the legacy and experiences of our military men and women of every generation. Part of this mission involves a year-round internship program, allowing college students to work directly with our veterans and service members, including serving as guest host several episodes of Profiles in Valor. Serving as guest host this week is Hannah Jack.
Our guest this week is Sergeant Jason Collins, United States Army. Sergeant Jason Collins, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about how you came to join the Army and your service leading up to your deployment in Afghanistan.
In 2006, I finished my master's degree at East Central University and went straight into coaching high school girls softball and basketball. I did it for 6 months, then I resigned and wanted to become a police officer. Of course, I had no experience as a police officer, and my degree was not in criminal justice or anything, so next thing I wanted to do to get experience to become a police officer was join the Army and become an MP. So spring of 2007, I joined the Army. I became an MP. Came in as a specialty force since I already had a degree. And then for the next year and a half, I just been training here with my unit, 3rd BSTB here at Fort Drum, New York, and then deployed to Afghanistan, Logar Province.
Let's talk a little bit about that deployment. In 2009, you were deployed with the Special Troops Battalion, 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 10th Mountain Division, to the Logar Province in eastern Afghanistan. What was your impression of the people, the terrain, et cetera, of the Logar Province?
The people there, of course, are different. They're a lot different to me, different culture-wise, and they do stuff a lot different over there. Some of them, they do have vehicles, but they still use animals like donkeys and stuff like that to move their equipment or their hay or grass or whatever they have that they're hauling. And the environment, of course, they don't live in brick buildings like we do. They build all their stuff from scrap, from mud and everything. And the buildings are pretty sturdy, actually, from what I could tell and see and get up close into them. People themselves, they can build stuff with their hands really good. They're really crafty. We have technology machines over there. They just have their hands. It was a lot different being able to see people like that.
So let's talk about what you did during your deployment. As you said, you were a police mentor team leader, and your task was to train, advise, and mentor the Afghan National Police in order to make them a professional, well-disciplined, and self-sustaining force. Take us through the process of training these local police forces, if you could.
Yes, once we got to our main cop, we just introduced ourselves to the MP there and let them know that we were the MPs that were going to be training them. And after that, we had gotten into training, as in the vehicle searches and personal searches. And then we go with the MP our missions through a village. But we put their face on front, let them do everything, let them get their face into the public over there instead of us. We kind of stay in the background and just pretty much mentored them as they were doing whatever missions they had to do in the villages.
In your opinion, what's the most difficult thing about being a PMT leader?
The most difficult thing, having to take care of soldiers, not only yourself, but you're in charge of 3 or 4 other soldiers, and then you plus also have to take care of the AMP police, the police soldiers over there as well. So as far as the most difficult thing would be having to keep everything straight.
What have you been up to since you came back from that deployment?
Since we came back, we have done a lot of training. That's pretty much all we do is train. And then we actually had the chance to work the roads here in the garrison unit. Of course, I wasn't part of that. Just a few soldiers got picked to actually work the roads, do all the police officers do back here in the garrison environment. Mainly, on the other hand, I didn't do that. I was going to a lot of schools. I've been to several different schools. Pretty much all I've been doing, training and going to school since we've been back.
You said that your ambition is to eventually become a civilian police officer. Is there a particular specialty you're interested in?
Well, I would like to eventually join a SWAT team. I did go through the SRT here in the Army down at Fort Leonard Wood. We went to the training in 2008 before deployment, which is pretty much Army SWAT team. I went to that training, and if I had gotten to be a civilian police officer, I would eventually join a SWAT team.
In closing, is there anything you'd like to say about your fellow soldiers and the current generation of service members?
They're hard working. I mean, they listen to what their leadership has to say. I mean, we have all brand new soldiers, and most of them have not deployed. In my last platoon, pretty much everybody's gone. There's just a few of us left. So we're rebuilding as a platoon and redo that team building. But I think we're going to be fine. The new soldiers, they're catching on quick, learning, and the training exercises that we've already gone through, they've exceeded standards. So looking forward to deploying here in the spring with them.
Sergeant Jason Collins, thank you for your service.
Thank you, ma'am.
Profiles in Valor is produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America. To hear more profiles, subscribe on iTunes or visit www.americanveteranscenter.org.